Blog Talk Radio.
Emergency has arisen, but for 5 years we have true without self, faithful to the Lord, and we are humble that He even thought to choose and to use us. Someone else may perhaps look and say, oh, this says nothing, but the Lord tells us in His word, despise not small beginnings. So we are thankful and we are grateful that He has given us a platform, because many years ago, the Lord began to encourage our hearts. We were hurt. Those who want to hear what the Lord had to speak to us, and we were sad. And He told me to be encouraged. I am your platform. You just remain humble before me, and I will exalt you in due time. And here we are, 5 years later. I want to encourage someone this morning. Whatever the Lord is encouraging you to do, know for sure that Satan is not going to have you do anything that is positive. But then you again, Satan will never, never, never have you to do anything positive. And let's give you some examples. So what we say. The man or the woman of God says to sow seed into the word that we just spoke. That's a good thing. And it's a godly, ordained thing. It was spoken of in Abraham, our spiritual father. So much so that in Hebrews, it spoke that Levi was gave tithes while he was yet in the loins of his father. The tithe and the offering are holy and sacred to the Lord. The tithe and the offering are holy and sacred to the Lord. The tithe and the offering is holy and sacred to the Lord. Now, many of you may say, well, I don't have any funds. It's fine, but give the Lord what you have. Thank Him for what you have. Ask Him to reveal what He will receive. It's not so much about the money. If the Lord knows that He has you, have all of you, He will release finances, because He knows you're going to obey Him with the 10%. What did He do first? He called Abraham first. Abraham did what? Obeyed. He gave the word to Abraham and said, leave your country of your family, and I will do thus and so. In other words, if you obey me, give me your all, trust me, I will do this. And Abraham did what? Obeyed, trusted Him. And you must understand, this was a huge act of faith, because Abraham, he was not young. He was in his 70s when the Lord called him. So he was around people who were unholy, ungodly. They were worshiping Satan. Now, I don't care how many forms Satan used, it's still Satan. How can you say that? Because when the Lord began to decree and declare in the glorious gospel, He said, you either going to love one or hate the other. You cannot straddle the fence. You're either going to cling to one or cling to the other. You cannot serve two gods. You have to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, or you're going to serve Satan. I don't care what name it comes in. I don't care what fancy name Satan used, Buddha, New Age movement, New World. All of that is satanic. Jesus said, are you going to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, or are you going to serve the devil? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's why, that is why the Apostle John, when he wrote the first, third, and second John, he said the spirit of Antichrist is already here, and the spirit of Antichrist already worketh. Even the Apostle Paul said, "Dead, the spirit of Antichrist." Christ is already here, working that thing that is unseemly. How can you say that? Because Satan is the spirit of Antichrist. Anything that is against Christ is satanic of the root. He may have a lot of layers to get to him because he don't want to be found out. He like to do his dirty work and stay hidden. That's why he don't want us to expose him. That is why the Apostle Paul said we are no longer ignorant. Many of us, when we look back over the many things that we've endured, even after we've given our lives to the Lord, it's because of our ignorance of the Word. Our ignorance of the Word. But Father, I decree and declare right now, we bind that demon of ignorance. We will get in your Word daily. We will allow your Word to get in us. We will allow the root of Jesse, yourself, to root in us. And we will stand on your firm foundation. That is the only way we're going to be able to withstand the vicissitudes of life and the things that are being placed upon this earth. My sisters and brothers, if you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ and have him firmly, you will not be able to withstand what's about to be released on this earth. Satan knows he don't have long. And he's doing everything he can. I'm telling you, the demons are being released. But I'm here to encourage you, child of God, that we have nothing to fear. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already overcome and destroyed the kingdom of darkness. Hey, shut up. His word says, this is why I was manifested, that I destroyed all the works of the kingdom of darkness. I hear the Holy Spirit say, remember after he was baptized, the word of the Lord tells us in the gospel that immediately he was led of the Spirit of God into what? The wilderness. For what? 40 days and 40 nights? To be what? Tempted of Satan. So as we study this particular part of our Savior's life, we find out what that Satan knows the scripture, but he just knows enough. You mean what I say? Because it's going to help somebody. Satan knows enough to draw the people, to have you to think, okay, to throw you off. Because see, Satan knows that you are a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God. You have done damage to his kingdom. God has favored you that when you decree a thing, the Lord honors. The Lord has honored you that when you command the demons to back up and to shut up and to cast down, God honors your word. So Satan had to come up with a plan to come against you to stop this. But I'm here to encourage you as I encourage myself. That's why the word of the Lord is as a two-edged sword, cutting asunder. Two-edged, meaning that the one who delivered the word is being cut and severed and healed too, as they decree the word to you, as you being cut, severed, and brought back together. So I decree and declare that this is a week of divine favor, unmerited favor, every minute, every second of the hour. We've already experienced it. We're awake this morning. We're together this morning in spirit. We're rejoicing. The Lord sent me to agree with you in prayer. The word of the Lord says, two or three gather together, touching and agreeing. I'll be in the midst. And the Lord placed me in your life for these few moments to touch and agree. Father, I set my faith that you have developed my faith even the more. I no longer waver in my faith. I no longer waver in my faith as I used to. I'm firm now. I'm steady now. Glory. Hallelujah. Have some help on that. I'm firm now in my faith. I'm steady now in my faith. I'm as that tree in Psalm 1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the winds may blow. Mm-hmm. But when the winds cease, because it's going to cease, I'm going to come right back up standing. But who I'm standing on? The rock of my salvation. Who is my rock? Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. Hallelujah. Lord God, Jehovah, we give you praise on this morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Lord, we know that your joy is our strength. So I speak joy to the lives of those who have been under the oppression of the enemy. We shut down every plot trap there. We decree fresh winds of hope in the people of God's lives. Those who are in need financially. Those who are in need for food and things that pertains to the physical upkeep of the body. Father God, there's nothing too hard for you. You take pleasure in giving us the kingdom on earth. So much so that your prayer said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we decree and declare that your kingdom come down to us in our lives. That we will manifest you in every area of our lives. We no longer shrug and be ashamed of the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We'll tell the dying world that we are alive and well because of Jesus. We are this far in our life because of Jesus loving us and gave his favor for us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We honor you on this morning. We say glory to the Lamb of God. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We bless your holy name on this morning. All glory belongs to you, King of kings and Lord of lords. We bow our knee to you. We bow our hearts to you. We give our all to you. We give everything to you. Hallelujah. And we reject all other gods, for there is no God but you. We, as the children of Israel and the three Hebrew boys, we make a cognizant decision. We say, O King, we know that you may be perhaps mindful of thus and so, but we know that our King, is able. I said, He's able. To do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I decree and declare healing in the lives of your people that you send into this ministry. I decree and declare healing, healing, healing. Healing is the children's bread. From the crown of the head to the soul, and if you say to me you the defeated form, we command you out of the child of God's life. You have no legal right to us. Colossians tells us that every handwriting order itself was against us. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Savior, nailed it to the cross. You illegal, you trespassing. You have no right to go into our past that we gave to Jesus and it's covered under the blood. Who do you think you are? We kick you out. And we say hallelujah to the Lamb. This is our week of victory, and we decree and declare the manifestation of that victory will begin to manifest even now. Knowing the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Until the Lord allows us to meet again, know that I do love you, and know that I am fighting for you. I love you.